Chinese president is calling for efforts to make Pudong new area in Shanghai operate at a higher level. Xi Jinping made the remarks in a speech at a grand gathering marking the 30th anniversary of the development and opening up of the area.
Opening up based on high-level institutions should be advanced with more guarantees in the areas of rules, norms, management, and standards. And more products of high quality and funds of high efficiency should be provided to create new advantages in global cooperation and competition.
The president says reforms in key areas should be promoted and a world-class business environment that's market-oriented, law-based, and internationalized should be created. Xi Jinping adds that an international financial asset trading platform should be established in Pudong, urging that the area should be built into a hub of global industrial supply and value chains. Premier Li Keqiang says China will actively consider the requirements for COVID-19 vaccines of the ASEAN countries. He made the call in a speech at the 23rd China-ASEAN Leaders Meeting, held Thursday afternoon via video link. He has expressed the hope that the China-ASEAN Public Health Emergency Liaison Network will be launched as soon as possible. ASEAN's become China's largest trading partner. Premier Li says China-ASEAN two-way trade went up in the first three quarters, while China investment in ASEAN countries surged more than 70% year-on-year. He says China welcomes the future signing of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. China successfully launched a new mobile telecommunications satellite from the Xichang Satellite Launch Center in Sichuan Province on Thursday. Developed by the China Academy of Space Technology, the Tiantong-1 satellite will establish a mobile network to provide all-weather, all-time stable and reliable mobile communications. It'll provide voice, messaging, and data services for users in China and its surrounding areas, as well as the Middle East, Africa, and other regions. It'll also reach areas in the Pacific and Indian Oceans. Health experts in China have warned that the country is facing greater risk of local transmission caused by imported COVID-19 cases as the virus continues to spread globally. National Health Commission Deputy Director Li Bin says China is likely to see sporadic outbreaks of scattered or cluster infections in the winter and spring. He says they will carry out public health and hygiene campaigns to prevent COVID-19 and other infectious diseases. The NHC's vowed to continue strengthening the country's nucleic acid testing capacity and intensifying health checks for people from overseas. The body will also adopt stronger inspection methods for imported frozen foods and strict monitoring of key facilities such as schools, markets, and health centers. One of Britain's chief medical officers says the lockdown in England will end on December 2nd as scheduled. National Medical Director Stephen Powis made the remarks as the UK reported a record high number of new coronavirus cases on Thursday. However, Professor Powis says other measures will have to be in place when the nationwide lockdown is lifted. The UK reported a record high of over 33,000 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday, up from nearly 23,000 reported on Wednesday. It brings the total number of cases in the UK to nearly 1.3 million since the start of the outbreak. Huawei Technologies Thailand has announced plans to invest $23 million in establishing its third data center in the Southeast Asian country next year. The same amount of investment was made in its previous two data centers in the country over the past couple of years. It's expected that Thailand's digital economy will contribute to 30% of GDP by 2030.